The story I'm about to share with you all started when I was a freshman in high school. I had gotten to know a lot of kids and met this one kid named TJ who happened to be on the baseball and football team with me. Keep in mind, I had only known him for a few months. One day, sometime during the first few months of my freshman year, I decided to go to TJ's house. I went with my other friend who I had known since I was young. We'll call him Finn. Key details to the story is I had been to TJ's house a few times before and slept over several times as well. His parents knew me, and my parents knew TJ's parents. When I got to TJ's house, we waited for Finn to get dropped off. When he did, we all decided to go to a nearby school because some of TJ's friends were supposedly goofing off on the roof of the school. When TJ's friends he knew weren't there, we decided to walk to the other side of the neighborhood TJ lived in. To get to the other side of the neighborhood, we cut through a community college that was small. At this point, I did not know where we were going and asked TJ, but he didn't give me a response. My phone was about to die, and I told TJ this, and he said that I could charge it later. As we were halfway through the community college, we surprisingly ran into five friends of TJ's. Three of them I had briefly met once before, and they were the type of people where bad follows them. The other two friends of TJ's were kids I had never seen before or met. I asked TJ where we were going, and he said one of his friend's house. I got a weird feeling, as my phone was dead at this point and it was dark out. I was walking when one of TJ's friends thought I was talking bad about his mom, but I hadn't said a word about his mom at all. Then TJ insisted that I did, and shortly after, TJ and his other friends insisted that we fought. Mind you, Finn, my good friend, did not say anything and stood there not knowing what to do. I've been in fights before and can hold my ground. One of TJ's friends at this point was circling me and got in my face and shoved me. I turned and his friend threw a punch at me and missed, and then I felt someone punch me with my back turned. I eventually tossed one of the guys to the ground and had him pinned, but the other guy then kicked at me. The guy I had pinned down was now on top of me and punched me, and one of my contacts fell out and I couldn't see. I finally got up and was bleeding from the eye when TJ and two of his friends insisted we go round two and started placing bets. I finally walked away, and as I was, TJ took a photo of me, and somebody else I guess had a video of the fight. Later on, it got passed around everyone on the baseball team, and everybody was angry at TJ for not helping me. Anyways, we eventually walked back to TJ's house where Finn's mom was waiting to pick him up. The parents found out I was in a fight, but was more worried about TJ than me, and I was bleeding. My parents found out and were mad. We filed a police report on one of TJ's friends that basically assaulted me and attacked me. Days later, TJ was taken to a mental hospital because he allegedly wanted to come to school and shoot me in the back of the head in class. I took him to court for a restraining order, but the judge did not pass it and told us to make up and get over it. I realized that I was lured into the dark area of the community college to most likely get harmed. Finn did not help me, and I haven't talked to him since. I've blocked TJ on everything and haven't seen him since either. I hope TJ doesn't do this to anyone else again, but it's a lesson that you might not know a friend as well as you think. When I was in high school, I used to ride the bus to and from school during my freshman and sophomore years. This happened during my sophomore year. I lived sort of at the end of a curving and quiet street. Most people who lived in my neighborhood had long driveways and large properties with lots of trees. The city that I lived in was pretty spread out and rural. The bus did not come down my street, so I had to walk down it and wait at the end. I was also the only person on my street to ride the bus. Generally, the bus would get there really early in the morning. I don't recall the exact time, but it would usually be dark out still when it picked me up. When I got dropped off after school, I would also have to walk the distance of my street. It was not so bad at all, though, and the most annoying part was it was kind of unpredictable when the bus would get there in the morning. It would often be late, I remember, so I would be standing out waiting for a while sometimes. Other times, it would get there right after I got to the corner. The location that I got picked up from was a busier road that mine connected to. It was usually pretty quiet, though, when I got picked up. One morning, I left my house and was walking down the street to wait for the bus. When I passed by one of the curves in the road, I saw what appeared to be a man just inside one of my neighbor's yards. I knew that he didn't live there, and he was behind one of the trees, and I could barely see him. It appeared as though he was hiding, which I thought was really odd. I only looked at him for like a second, and then I just kept walking. I made it to the end of the street eventually, and the bus got there a very short time later. I was at school after that until I rode the bus home that afternoon. When I got dropped off at the corner, I started walking back to my house. I had forgotten all about the man that I had seen earlier, but when I was passing by almost the same area, I saw him again. It was really strange. He was hanging out in the woods just off the road. In that area, it was pretty dense and would be easy to hide in there. I wasn't sure what the guy was doing, but it looked very suspicious. I guess he could have been visiting one of the neighbors or something, but I was pretty sure that he didn't live here at all. I walked past, trying to ignore him. He was somewhat visible, but also sort of blocked by tree branches. After making it past, I continued to walk and was a little more than halfway down the street to my house. I remember that when I made it farther, I looked back and noticed the man was now standing in the street. He was slowly starting to walk behind me. I hadn't known that he had even left the woods. It was really creepy to see. I was a long ways up from him though, so I wasn't too worried just yet. I kept walking, and when I made it to my driveway, looked again to see him still walking. He was about the same distance back though. The guy was just wearing jeans and a gray sweatshirt, and I never got that good of a look at his face. He appeared to have dark hair though. I quickly walked up my driveway, got out my keys, and went inside. When I was in, I felt a lot better and checked out the front window. The view of the street from there was partly obstructed by trees that we had in our yard. Still, I didn't see him at all. I was home alone for a while until my parents got home from work. During this time, though, I didn't see the man at all. I ended up sort of forgetting about him as the day went on. The next morning, I left my house again to catch the bus. I walked on our street, and in another woods area, saw somebody walking through when I passed by. I immediately remembered the man and realized that it was him. I walked faster and passed by the area where he was. When I didn't look over at all, but tried to ignore him. I assumed that it would be a similar situation to the previous day. But this time, when I made it to the straight part of the road that led to my bus stop, I heard footsteps behind me. It was very quiet with it being so early, and I could hear him walking. I looked behind me and saw the guy maybe 100 feet back. He was walking in the middle of the street now. I walked faster and soon made it to where I would wait for the bus. I looked down the street but didn't see my bus coming. I really hoped that it would arrive before the man reached me, but today it seemed to be running late. As I impatiently waited, I looked over my shoulder. The man was still walking towards me, and now about 50 feet back. I couldn't wait any longer, and I went to the left. I walked along the side of the busy road, which had no sidewalk and really no place to walk at all. There was just a slim margin outside the road line. I walked along this road towards the other street a ways down that I knew my bus went down before my road. It was a ways away, but I didn't know where else to go or what else to do. When I did this, I noticed the man start to follow me there as well. I walked faster and hoped that the guy wouldn't start running after me or something. For a couple more minutes, he seemed to maintain my speed and was like 50 feet back still. I walked along this road until I actually saw my bus up ahead. It was leaving the street that it went down before mine and then turning onto the busier road that I was walking on. It was a great sight to see. I kept walking and then stopped and started waving for the bus. The bus stopped for me and I got on. When I did, I looked to see where the man was. He was in the ditch and disappeared into the woods, which was about 30 or 40 feet off the road. My bus driver looked confused, but I told him what happened. The man was gone now, but my driver agreed to drop me off in front of my house after school instead of at the corner. So after school, I was dropped off right in front of my driveway. As we drove down my street, I didn't notice the guy anyplace, but he could have easily been hiding in the woods again. I was able to make it inside safely. When my parents got home, I told them about it. They called the police, and I remember that the neighborhood was searched, but unfortunately, the man was gone by that point. None of the neighbors knew who he was either. After that, my bus would pick me up in front of my driveway and drop me off in front of it as well. Luckily, I never saw the guy again after that. I'm a female, and this happened when I was in high school. My friends and I used to like to go to the high school football games on Friday nights. We would watch our friends play in the game, and there was a really large student section in the bleachers. It was always a good time, and then I would often hang out with my friends afterwards. One time, I went with two of my friends to a high school football home game. Where I'm from, the high school football games are always a huge deal. Just about the entire city shows up, and it's always packed. Plus, our team is usually pretty good. We got there early and went into the student section. During the game, we mostly stayed there, but a couple of times we got up and walked around. It was very crowded. After the game, we hung around for a little while, and then we were going to leave to go to one of my friends' houses. Then we were going to spend the night there. She lived about 10 minutes away from the school. I was driving, so we got into my car and then started to leave. There was a lot of traffic and a big traffic jam. It took probably 10 minutes just to get off of the main street. Once we were, though, it was smooth sailing, but we noticed that there was a car driving right behind us. When we turned, the car turned after us. We automatically assumed that it was one of our friends from school being funny. None of us could tell who it was, though, because it was dark out. We were trying to guess, but I honestly didn't recognize the car at all. It was just a normal sedan, but kind of small and was black. It stayed behind us for a while, and then we turned, and it turned right after us. It continued to stay right on our tail until we arrived on my friend's street. I drove to her house and pulled over on the side of the road in front of it. The car pulled over behind us. I was actually really surprised that the car followed us all the way back. We were all still convinced at this point that it was a classmate, though. High school kids will do some crazy things sometimes just for a laugh or whatever. So after we parked, we started to get out of the car. I remember getting out and starting to walk over to the car to see who it was. But then the driver's door opened, and I saw a man start to get out. He was no high school kid. This guy was at least 30, and I had never seen him before. Suddenly, I had a really bad feeling, and I think the rest of my friends did too. Instead of trying to run inside or anything, all three of us got back in my car at once. The guy was still walking towards us. I locked all the doors, and the man arrived at one of the back doors and tried opening it. When he did, I slammed my foot on the gas and drove away. My friends told me that he was going back to his car and to hurry. I drove about as fast as I could on that residential road. I went around a corner, and then there was this park with a path through it. I slammed on my brakes, slowed down, and then turned onto the path. It was not a street, and cars were not supposed to go on it, but it was wide enough that one could. I don't know how I got this idea, but I just did, and I drove down the path. The park was not very big, and obviously nobody was there with it being late at night. I cut through this path to the other side, where it connected to a street in another nearby neighborhood. Then I took a left, and we could no longer see the guy. He would have no idea of where we were going at that point. I drove back to my house after that, but we hung out there for a little while, until finally we went back to my friend's place. That made for the craziest high school football game experience I ever had. When I was in high school, I considered myself to be a pretty easygoing guy. I had a good friend group, which I would hang out with sometimes. But I remember that a new kid came into our school my junior year. His name was Brad, and I didn't like him at all from the start. He just seemed like an arrogant guy with a really short attention span. I also had two classes with him. I just remember always seeing him on his phone during class, and the teacher would get mad at him about it. He seemed to not care about class at all, and also skipped a lot. The few times that I was around him because of a group project that I got put in with him, he did none of the work. He was always making excuses and stuff. And one time, he even said that he couldn't do any work that day because his vape broke. I thought he was joking, but he actually did nothing the entire time that day. So anyways, I tried to avoid him for the most part, but he somehow became friends with some of the guys in my friend group. So I ended up hanging out with him in a group setting like twice. I didn't know he would be there, and he was being annoying the whole time, like always. Literally the first time I was hanging out with my friends and he was there in the lunchroom, he made fun of my shoes. They were just average Nike athletic shoes, but a little worn. I didn't care what he thought, but it seemed like he was just trying to roast me to impress my friends or something. So clearly, we didn't get along. Then we ended up actually getting into it a little bit during gym class one day. We were playing floor hockey, and I was the goalie, and he was on the other team. He basically picked up the goal and moved it to try to score. So then I picked up the goal and I threw it, And then he started getting in my face and some other kids held him back. It was more about the fact that we didn't like each other than we really cared about a gym class game. But I remember not long after this incident, one of my friends told me that Brad really hated me. I already had a hunch, and I said that I didn't like him either one bit. I tried to stay away from him, but sometimes it was hard with us having classes together and mutual friends. I didn't know why any of my friends spent time with him anyways. But one night, I was at home, when one of my friends, Jamie, texted me saying he needed a ride. He told me that he was at the high school and told me to come to Lower Lot. I didn't really want to go at first, but he told me he would buy me Taco Bell if I did. The school was a little less than 10 minutes away, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I told my parents I had to give Jamie a ride home, and then I left. I think it was about 8:30 p.m. or maybe 9 at this point. I drove to Lower Lot, which was sort of far from the school, but you didn't need a pass to park there. I pulled in and saw one other car in the parking lot. After parking in one of the spaces, I didn't see Jamie anywhere though. I texted him asking where he was. When I did this, I heard someone talking from my left. I looked over and saw Brad there. He was telling me to get out of my car. I was so annoyed to see him, but I wanted to know what he wanted, so I got out of my car. After I was out, his tone changed even more. He walked up really fast and got in my face. It was clear that he wanted to fight me, and he pushed me a little. I told Brad I didn't want to fight him, I was just there to pick up my friend. But after he shoved me, I pushed him back a little. Right after that though, I saw somebody else emerge from behind what I assumed was Brad's car. It was the only other car in the parking lot. I had no idea who this guy was, but I gathered that he was a friend of Brad. He didn't go to our school though. This guy started walking towards me and cursing me out. Now this wasn't fair. If Brad wanted to fight me, that's one thing, but don't bring your friend so it's two on one. I asked who this guy was, and Brad's friend then came up and shoved me. I took one swing at Brad, and then his friend went around and hit me from behind. I fell to the ground, and Brad kicked me in the leg when I was down. After that, I got up as fast as I could and started running off. They immediately started chasing after me. I was a lot faster than they were, though. I ran into a grassy area next to the high school, and then off school property into a woods. The entire time, I heard them chasing after me, but I was pulling away. After running into the woods, it got very dark. I couldn't see much, but I kept going through trees and heard Brad and his friend reach the edge of the woods. The woods was getting pretty thick, and they called for me to come out, but did not seem to enter the woods themselves. I waited in there for a while and hid behind a tree. After about 5 minutes, I left the woods and didn't see them. I'm not sure where they went, but I went back to the parking lot and both cars were still there. I went back to mine and then I drove home. After getting back, I texted Jamie and cursed him out. He claimed that he didn't know Brad wanted to fight me and also claimed that he didn't know Brad's friend. He told me Brad told him to say what he did because Brad really wanted to talk to me and I wouldn't respond to him. It was a lie because Brad never reached out to me at all. I do believe Jamie, but it was still messed up for him to say that to me. Over the next few days, I didn't see Brad at all. He wasn't in classes, and I was happy about that. In fact, I never saw him again after that. He didn't show up to class anymore at all. I'm not sure if he just kept skipping class until he got expelled, or if he changed schools again. Either way, I'm glad I don't have to see him anymore. When I was in high school, I was really into sports. I played on the football, basketball, and baseball teams. This took place during my senior year and after a basketball game one night. I loved weightlifting and would work out in the school weight room all the time. I remember we had a basketball game at 7 that night, which ended at about 9 p.m. After the game, my coach would always stick around for a while in his office. On this night, we went back to the locker room and coach talked to us like always. I remember that we won the game, and after coach was done, guys started changing and leaving. I told coach that I was going to go lift, and he said that was fine. So I left the locker room and then went over to the weight room. It was kind of on the other side of the school though, in another wing. The weight room was kind of tucked away, and you had to walk past these janitor's closets to get there. So I went inside the weight room and started lifting. It was nice because it was just me all by myself in there. I was really focused on getting in as good of shape as I could at that point, because I was going to be playing football in college the next year. So I worked out in there for probably 40 minutes or so. Then I was going to go back to the locker room, shower, and drive home. By now, everybody in the school was gone except for my coach and the night janitors. I believe there was two overnight janitors, and I knew who both of them were because of my many late nights at the school. After exiting the weight room, I passed by one of the janitor's closets. I'm not sure why, but I looked in. I saw what appeared to be a man hiding inside, sort of behind some stuff. After passing it, I stopped where I was and was thinking, did I really just see that? I almost went back to look, but realized whoever this guy was would know that I saw him then. So I decided to just keep walking instead. I was going to find one of the night janitors and let them know that I saw a guy hiding in one of their closets. The locker room was still a ways away, which was also where the coach's office was. But before I was even out of the first hallway, I heard footsteps behind me. I knew it was the guy who I had seen, but I had no clue as to who he was. The school was completely silent by this time, so I easily heard the guy walking behind me. I reached the end of that hallway and then took a right. Then when I was going down that hallway, I continued to hear the guy behind me. I couldn't seem to find any of the janitors, and whoever was following me was starting to get closer. At that point, I decided to just leave. I walked down another hallway to the closest exit. When I got there, I left the school. After making it outside, the man behind me did not follow. I had to walk all the way around the school to the side door, but that was also locked. Luckily, I had my phone, and I called my coach and told him what happened. He came to the side doors and let me in. Then I was able to get back to the locker room and change and get my stuff. My coach told me he would go to see who the guy was in the school and that I should just go home. So I left. After that though, I never heard what ended up happening. Maybe the guy left the school as well. I'm not sure what he was doing in there, or why he was following me.